Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
Maybe this could be our follow-up single. A lot of love for the Autumn Anthem, mate.
Yeah, there was a lot of love for the Autumn Anthem, which was quite surprising because we performed it live at the Cowboys game on Saturday night. We were the pre-game show because we warmed up for Lee Kernaghan. And you know, I'm proud of myself because I didn't think I was going to make it out there to actually sing the song.
Yeah,
but
you were threatened. Look, if you're not across the whole thing, we did write this song, a couple of weeks ago now at the start of autumn with the help of Townsville. It went a little bit Townsville viral online and led to Cowboys CEO, the CEO of the Cowboys, actually calling us up saying, guys, we want you to go on before Lee Kernaghan. We reluctantly agreed. We frantically rehearsed.
I stressed like you wouldn't believe.
Well, the song was done too, the original with Trent Bell, who we know from The X Factor and The Voice, and he's a local superstar. He's on tour at the moment, so he couldn't be there.
So it's just up to us.
It's just you and me. And minutes before we were about to go on, the nerves were clear. All right, it's like 2-minute curtain call. Is that what it's called?
I think, it's at a stadium, so there's no curtain, but do we still call it that?
Curtain? I'm not going on.
I'm not going on. I'm done. I'm very nervous. I'm stress sweating. I'm going to be very shiny out there. I'm not going to lie.
People will be like, it's just a glisten. It's like, that's her, makeup artist has done. All right, well, break the leg, mate. Let's do it.
You too. I've never sweated so much in my life.
It was very humid as well, too.
It was. There was no breeze down at the tunnel.
Bit of a sheen going on.
Oh, you had a sheen. I had drips running down my face.
It looked like Gabby'd been swimming.
Yeah.
Look, it was time to go on. I've got the whole song here because the recording turned out pretty well. So I've got the whole live performance of the Autumn Anthem here, which we turned into a duet. Plus, I kept the bit on at the start, too, where the hosts were actually chatting to us. So this is Gabby and I live at the footy on Saturday night. Enjoy.
Welcome back to our Cowboys pre-game show. We've got a little bit of fun right now. A little Cowboys karaoke. We've roped in these two radio stars right here, Cliffo and Gabby from Hit 103.1, who have recorded a song called The Autumn Anthem, Caro.
Yes, now guys, what made you think of this song?
Guys, firstly, let us prefix this by saying we are not singers in any way, shape or form. But we did notice that there's a lot of songs about summer. There's a lot of songs about winter. There's spring songs. But there's no songs about autumn.
Yes, so we decided to create one. We had Trent Bell on board as our actual talent, but he's on tour.
Yes.
So it's just us tonight, unfortunately, but we're going to try to fly that flag.
Fortunately. He's holding us back. It's never going to be a thing. It's tonight. This is Cliffo and Gabby from Hit 103.1 and the Autumn Anthem, everybody. Take it away, guys.
Anuba, I tell ya, ooh, I wanna take ya. Blue water, black river, say farewell to summer. Annandale, every male, autumn is the way now. The aircon bills took all our money. There's a season called autumn, though. That's where you wanna go to get away from the chase. The footy is back. Woo! Go Cowboys! Not so much swag down your back. Heading towards that one cold week. No more swims at Crystal Creek. Cause we got a lot of
them.
I tell ya, ooh, I wanna take ya. Blue water, black river, say farewell to summer. Annandale, Aiken Vale. Ooh, I wanna take you down to Pimlico.
Rasmussen takes an hour to catch the bus in.
We'll go to Horseshoe Bay. And in the cool breeze we will lay. All the stingers have gone away. They've swum back out to sea. Afternoon delight. Oh. No more cyclones on autumn night. No more stingy sweat in your eyes.
How about that? Put your hands together. It's very brave to come out and do that. Cliffo and Gabby from Hit 103.1. I tell you what, Lee Kernaghan is eavesdropping just behind us. I reckon he might want to record that.
Lee, available. Call us, Lee.
After that, I kept saying, hey, Lee.
He wasn't listening.
He didn't even turn around.
Nope. Didn't want to borrow
it. He was in his own world. Don't know if he liked it. But straight after we got off, we went and had a chat to some of the people sitting in the front rows.
Yeah.
And they seemed to be fans.
Highlight of the night. Local talent gone wild. What a warm-up.
What a warm-up.
I thought it was wonderful. I'd listen to you over and over again.
So much like Garbage.
Even getting a request for a garbage song there. Thank you to everyone for your feedback. Thank you to everyone who sat through it. And thank you to everyone who's commenting on the video as well.
Well, thank you to all the positive comments. I was really worried about going out there, but you've filled my heart.
They're mostly positive.
They are.
Yeah,
there's
a couple. There's a couple of off eggs in the dozen.
That's all right,
but
though.
If you want to relive it, the whole live video, it's on our Facey page now. Hit 103.1 Townsville on Facebook is where you'll find it.
What a moment.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
We heard the horrible news coming out of Grafton on Friday, a sickening massacre by an alleged gunman from Grafton.
Yep.
So an Australian man who no one expected this to come from, but we thought we would cross to Grafton this morning to find out how the town is faring there. So we have former Mayor Richie Williamson on the line with us right now. Richie, how are you feeling today?
Oh, look, I think we're all a bit still in shock and a bit flat, really, after the horror. Look, just horrible, awful news from Friday and across the weekend. So, look, the Jacaranda City is, I got to say, struggling a little bit today and over the weekend.
Yeah. Like, we've all been absolutely shocked with the news out of Christchurch. The death toll sitting at 50, 34 remain in hospital. And, of course, the news came out very quickly that Brenton Tarrant, the alleged terrorist, actually hails from Grafton, a city that I was lucky enough to live in for a period of time.
Mm.
This is not a great... It's more importantly, this is not a fair representation of Grafton, because it's an amazing city that I'd imagine would be struggling.
Yeah, Cliffo, we look. It is an amazing city. It's a city that tonight will come together in a prayer vigil at the cathedral here to show our support as a community together for the people of Christchurch. The city is. It is hurting. We are, and the nation is a nation of terrific people, and we just need to show our support, and we will show our support for the people of Christchurch tonight. Yeah, definitely.
It's believed that Brenton was actually, turned into a terrorist when he travelled around the world, not when he was in Grafton. That's a beautiful city. So that's something to point out. But you do know Brenton's family, is that right?
Well, the Tarrant name around Grafton is a name that has been here for a very long time. The family are, of course, well-established in our community. And, we are really feeling for them as well. And, I think you may have seen maybe his grandmother on the news last night. Mm. We're really feeling for them. We're feeling for the people of Christchurch, of course. But it's just a devastating. We just feel devastated.
Yeah, there's no winners in this scenario.
That we are really just devastated by the news.
I really hope that that family is just receiving, all that love that you're talking about there from the community. I'm sure they are. Our former mayor and current councillor, Richie Williamson, thank you so much for your time, mate.
Cliffo, it's my pleasure. And just on another note, mate, we are also a river city. We've had our fair share of massive floods, as you guys have. And, mate, when your natural disaster was on, I can tell you that we're all thinking and praying for you up there too, mate.
Oh, thank you.
We were.
The people down there. Thanks so much, Richie. Catch up soon, mate.
See you, Cliffo.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby.
On Hit 103.1.
Speaking of Christchurch this morning, it is still dominating headlines today because it was such a horrific thing to happen on Friday. There are now 50 people dead and 34 still in hospital, so that death toll could rise. But in thinking of Christchurch and sending our thoughts and love to them, we have done up a little bit of a tribute to them this morning.
This is one of New Zealand's darkest days.
Mass shooting has been reported at a mosque.
Two mosques in
Christchurch.
Christchurch, New Zealand.
The Majid Al-Moor Mosque.
A gunman has opened fire.
Gunning down men, women and children.
And I start bang, 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 and then and he shoot everywhere.
New Zealand authorities say the attack is unprecedented.
This is a real attack on our city and on New Zealand.
Clearly what has happened here is an extraordinary act of violence.
I want to offer my personal condolences to the nation of New Zealand.
Can I help you not to hurt anymore?
Witnesses told local TV they saw several people lying on the ground.
I heard the big sound. The gun?
People start rushing out, running out, and the doors closed, and the guy came on them and start shooting them.
We hear the shooting, and then people were running out.
When he came to the mosque inside, he was randomly shooting.
I could hear screaming and crying.
I saw my son and my wife crying and shouting, and I can't do anything.
Who cares if one more light goes out? Will I do?
All across this nation, there are more tears here than bloodshed.
My sincere prayers and thoughts for those New Zealanders, indeed Australians of Islamic faith today.
Many of those who will have been directly affected by this shooting may be migrants to New Zealand. They have chosen to make New Zealand their home, and it is their home.
Islamophobia, this wrong attitude people have and believe towards Islam. We want to put the right message out there.
They are us. The person who has perpetuated this violence is not.
Who cares if one more light goes out?
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
We performed our autumn anthem just before the Cowboys game on Saturday night, and
All right, you made it.
That's it. Because if you're listening to the lead up, I was so nervous. I was so beside myself, freaking out. And we had to have a bit of a sound check to make sure that our mic levels and earphones were at the right volume, you know, all that stuff, all the technical stuff that I don't know anything
clearly
about.
Clearly, you're very across what makes up a sound check.
We had a practice on the field.
We had a practice.
So we were meant to be doing that at 2 o'clock because I had work until 1 o'clock. I was working at the Hockey Association. And so my boyfriend picked me up at work so that we could both go out and he could film some of the sound check with me. And when we got there, we were told that Dami Im had a few technical issues, so her sound check was pushed back, and so the whole schedule was thrown out.
And believe it or not, Dami Im had priority over us.
Yeah, what is that? What is that? I was very offended
we
by
were
that.
Kicked right back in the list of priorities.
So I was like, all right, I'll race home, I'll have a shower, I'll get ready for our big performance, our shining moment, and we'll come back in for sound check and stay for the game. That was the plan. So we're in the car, I'm practicing the song, still freaking out, getting really nervous. My boyfriend's trying to calm me down. We get home and I just went, oh, someone's stolen my car. I lost my car. I was so nervous. I forgot that my car was still
you left your car at the
work
hockey,
the at hockey the Hockey Association. And we got all the way home and I had that couple of seconds where my heart dropped.
Yeah.
I thought my car had been stolen. I thought I was going to have to call the police. I already had this huge day ahead of me of this massive performance at the Cowboys. I didn't have time for that.
Yeah.
But it was just because I was so nervous. I lost my car.
I had a situation a few years ago. This is before kids and stuff. I was living at Railway Estate. And I went into town, had some drinks with some mates, had a few too many, ended up catching a taxi home. Next morning, get up to go to work. Where's my car? Took a few minutes to remember that I actually left it in town to the point where I'm like, well, I'm going to have to call in. I can't go into work. I have to wait here for the police. I have to come and fingerprint or do whatever.
Isn't that the worst feeling?
It legit took me minutes to remember that the car was in town.
Yeah, and it's normally when you're in that kind of state of mind where you're a bit anxious or sometimes you're just in a bit of a rush. It happens at the shops all the time. You forget where you've parked and you walk out. You're like, oh, my God, I've lost my car. So 13, 12, 16, when did you lose your car?
Have you lost your own car before Townsville? Have you been in a situation before where you're like, where did I put that thing?
it's only a small thing. Like, it doesn't stand out or anything.
13, 12, 16, have you lost your own car?
Oh, my.
And how did you end up finding it? Yeah. We need an app, don't we? Find my car.
Actually.
Leonie, see, you lost your car.
I lost a hired car.
Oh, even worse.
How did you do that? I guess you don't know what it looks like.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So where were you?
In Brisbane.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
big city,
big
too.
Big city. Was it like a multi-level car park?
Yeah, it was.
Yep. They're the culprits.
And how did you end up finding it?
I forgot to put the handbrake on, and there was, like, security around the car. It took me a half an hour to get the guts to actually walk up to it.
I'd say, oh, that's mine. Wow. Did it, like, roll forward and crash into something?
Yeah, yep.
Oh,
that's terrible.
13, 12, 16. Hey, who's this?
Fiona?
Fiona, when did you lose your car?
Years ago. I lost it in a shopping centre. Went out, went to where my car was parked. It wasn't there.
Yeah.
Walked around the entire shopping centre, went and got security, took them to where my car was parked, walked all around the shopping centre again, rang my husband, and he went, no, that car's at home. You took the new car.
Looking for the wrong one.
Clearly a really big fan of the new car, by the way.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Commitment ceremony was on again on Married at First Sight last night, and yet again we saw two couples stay back, mainly because two of the people want to have an affair. And poor Tamara is on the other side of this affair. She joins us right now. How are you going, Tamara?
I'm actually all right.
Good. Because you are paired up, well, married to Dan on MAFS. You were one of the late couples to come and join the show, and Jess took a shining to Dan as soon as he arrived. Were you completely oblivious to what was going on?
Look, it's hard to say because, no, you're never completely oblivious. But, there are works there where people, you know, are trying to make sure that you don't find out what's going on. So, therefore, it is hard to notice things. I wouldn't say I was completely oblivious, but it is hard to, you know, pick up on exactly what's going on.
I guess in hindsight, it's easy to look back now and be like, oh, I get it.
Yeah, now I understand why.
Yeah. I think we've all been there. You look back and you see the signs.
Yeah, you know, the signs were definitely always there. I was in a marriage, so I just chose to believe the best of my husband and turned a blind eye to anything else, really. So in hindsight, I guess that's where I made the big mistake myself.
I don't think it's a mistake. I think, like, trusting someone is never a mistake. That's just a good part of your personality. But I can only assume that you and Dan are no longer together, especially because we saw photos of you celebrating your 30th birthday over the weekend with Mick.
Yes, Mick and I are really good friends. So we had a really good time for my birthday. It was great.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Thank you.
It was your 30th. Yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. So I guess I saw those photos and I read into it straight away.
Yeah. They're swapped.
They've swapped.
Jess and Dan. Tomorrow's
are hooking up, so they're hooking up on the outside world.
No, it's not like that at all, guys. We're actually just really, really good friends.
I can understand why you guys would have sparked up a friendship, though, because you both went through a pretty rough time.
You're
especially
both scorned.
Mick. Poor Mick. He has had to stay for three weeks not wanting to be there at all now because Jess keeps saying to stay. Did you get close to him on the show or was it after the fact that you guys became friends?
Oh, look, you know, I think we were always friends from the get-go. There are a lot of people that are in the experiment that I actually really take a liking to and I'm good friends with as well. But, yeah, definitely after we've left, we kept in contact. And, we've just got a really good friendship going on. And I guess maybe because of the way we've been pushed into situations that we don't want to be in has brought us a bit closer together, I guess.
I'm with Tamara from MASH. Just real quickly before we let you go, I want to bring up something. Mm. This is nothing to do with you or anything you've done on the show or whatever, but last night we saw Heidi and Mike come to blows multiple times because Mike has this awful habit of using all the towels and then leaving them laying around wet, which, you know, that is not normal behaviour for a grown adult male, is it?
I mean, I don't really know the story to that, so no, I don't think it is. I don't think it's, you know, grown adult behaviour, but I also don't think it's really something to complain about too much either.
Oh, God, really? I completely disagree.
Off.
Put your towels away!
I don't know about that situation. I just feel like put the towels in the washroom. Is it really a big deal? I don't know.
If I could have a shower and there was no towel for me, my boyfriend would cop it.
It's not a big deal until it happens to you tomorrow.
Well, that's exactly right. It's not happening to me, so I don't know. But I don't know. My third point is just pick up those towels, girl, and put them in the wash.
Yeah, all right. Hey, it's the biggest
thing.
You're a
better woman than I am.
It's the biggest thing I took out of last night's episode. Married at First Sight. It is back tonight, 7:30, only on Channel 9. Tamara, one of the latecomers to the competition, but definitely stirred things up. We love it. Thanks so much for your time, and good luck for the rest of Married at First Sight.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.